This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to spend it with me. Really, you've tuned into this program because you are tuning in to hear a word from God, whether you know it or not. Most of you know it. Some of you don't. But you see, God is sovereign, and He works all things according to the counsel of His own will, Ephesians 1:11. I thank you for tuning in here today. We're going to hear something I preached about a year or two ago. It's entitled, So You're an Atheist, Are You? That's what we're going to look at here. Now, here this weekend at Island, I invite you to come out this weekend. Again, I'm preaching one of my all-time favorite sermons, other than the doctrine of Christ, which is number one, is this one here. And it's entitled, How's Your Diet? It's taken from Hebrews chapter 5, where the author of Hebrews says that some of his readers were on milk and some are on solid food. And the question to you is, friend, which one are you on? Are you feasting on the meat of the word? Is your pastor preaching the word of God verse by verse, or preaching the Bible at least every week? Or is he preaching something else? Do you know where to go to defend the truth against certain lies? For instance, homosexual marriage. Do you know where to go to refute that? Or someone that says to you, well, Jesus never said he was God. Do you know where to go to refute that? That is my sermon this Sunday morning. You are invited. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30, that's my sermon. You'll hear it here on the radio next week. Here now is the first part of this message, So You're an Atheist.
There are no atheists in foxholes. That was the title for today's message. And it's true, there are no atheists in foxholes. You know, I read in the paper recently that the annual atheist convention was in Salt Lake City this year. And one of their goals at this year's convention was to raise awareness. So I was wondering, raise awareness of what? You're an atheist. You believe in nothing. We're here to raise awareness of nothing. Well, that's like having a little pink elephant convention. I don't believe in little pink elephants, and we're going to raise awareness of little pink elephants at a little pink elephant convention. Ludicrous example. So is this. I've come to the realization that there won't be one single atheist at the atheist convention. Why? Because there's no such thing as an atheist. There's no such thing as an atheist. All right, what does the Bible say about this? There's only one place in the New Testament where the Greek word atheist is found. And if you'd like to turn there with me, it's Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to read two verses here. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 11. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and see it right there? Without God in the world. Now there's a much better definition of the word atheist. Right? You got without Christ, a Christos, and without God, a Theos. Then Paul says, having no hope. What a miserable life. A life with no hope at all. Church, without having a relationship with Jesus Christ, a person is indeed without hope and all is lost. And that's not a stylish name to call yourself, in reality, an atheist. Without God. So in the true sense of the word, an atheist is without God. That's what the word means. Funny how people call themselves something and they don't even know what they're doing. They've got no idea what they're calling themselves. Some people proudly say, well, I'm an agnostic. Have you ever heard of them? What does that mean? There you go. The same A in front of the word gnosis. Gnosis means knowledge. A means the opposite. A negates it. Put it together. What do you have? Stupid, right? Now, if I've insulted you, good, I meant to. I just called you stupid. The pastor of the church I went to just called me stupid. Right, I called you stupid. I meant to call you stupid. So far, hopefully you'll be smart before you walk out the doors today. No knowledge. I know. You've heard me say it before, right? Would you call yourself stupid willingly and wear it like a badge of honor? Would you wear the t-shirt, I'm with stupid, having the arrow that pointed right up at your head instead of the guy you're walking with? Would you wear that shirt? Would you wear a I'm with stupid shirt? Would a self-proclaimed agnostic say that if they knew what it meant? No, of course they wouldn't. What does that mean? That means he's deceived. End of story. I could go home now. The person that calls himself an agnostic is deceived. Like Jesus said on the cross, forgive them because they know not what they do. You call yourself stupid, you're deceived. You don't know what you're doing. Stupid. You're not that. The key to understanding this is people are deceived into doing what they're doing. At the end of the age, 3 billion people are going to take a mark of the beast on their right hand. He says he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. 3 billion people are going to take a mark on their hand or on their forehead because they're going to be deceived into doing it. That's what this word means here. And this group here is deceived as well. What the agnostic means to say is, I am not ready to bow my knee to the Son of God. Let's cut right to the chase here. Yet, maybe I will a little later after I live a little. Bill showed a video in here on Sunday nights. One of the main reasons people didn't believe is because they wanted to live a little. Have a little fun first. Then when I'm 40, maybe think about it. But the self-proclaimed atheist, he will never bow the knee to Jesus Christ. That's what makes him tick. It's not that he doesn't believe that there is no God. Now hear me, church. It's not that he doesn't believe there is no God. It's that he won't turn from his sin and his sinful lifestyle and repent and call Jesus Christ master and Lord. That is what an atheist is. What does the Old Testament say about atheists? Psalm 14, let's turn there. Everyone's leaving. I'm running everyone out already? Good Lord, it's only 11:09. How about you, Keith? You want to leave too?
No, sir.
Good. Psalm 14, verse 1 says this. First two words, what's it say? Say it again. Full. That's what you mean, right? The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Now notice the words there is in italics. Do you see that in your Bible? It says the fool has said in his heart, there is. Do you see that? If you have a half-decent Bible, there is should be in italics, meaning the translators added those words to make it read smoothly. Really how this reads is the fool says in his heart, no God. Or no God. No God. Not there is no God. He says no to God. No, I won't, God. This is the atheist. Reminds me of the judge when he presided over the case of the angry atheist. Sounds like a Perry Mason episode, doesn't it? The case of the angry atheist. The judge presided over the case of the angry atheist who was all bent out of shape because the government acknowledged Christmas as a holiday. And the judge said, why are you angry? You've got your own holiday. And the atheist asked him, what do you mean by that? And the judge said, you have your own annual holiday every 1st of April. See, there's no fool like an April fool. And there's no fool like an atheist who's upset that God loves him. You're an atheist and you're upset because God loves you. Friend, not only does the Bible call you a fool, I'm going to call you one here too. All right? You're upset that God loves you. A child of God. Look at this acronym here for Jesus Christ. Justified me before God. Emancipated my heart. Saved me from myself. Untangled my self-esteem. Spoke life over to me. There's Jesus. Cleansed me of shame. Healed my wounds. Redeemed my life. Inspired me to love others. Smoothed my rough edges. And took my place on the cross. And you're angry because God loves you. Friends, you've been deceived into thinking that. God loves you. This is what you're turning down. These things I read, this is what you're saying no to. When you say no to him, you're saying no to these things. God loves you. How do you plead? Guilty.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.